Man, I never seen cookies like this in my life.
Here we go. Oh my God.
This should be legal.
What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. Oh, do we have a doozy today. We're going to learn about FDA guidelines. We're going to learn about laws. And we're going to learn about, well, people who project what they're doing on others who are doing things right. Imagine for a second. Just really, really get deep in your brain. And imagine if you're running a business that is violating a ton of guidelines. And you decide to attack a business that is doing everything by the books, that has an FDA lawyer, an FDA consultant, that works with BSCG, that works with NSF, someone who does everything by the book, who actually has a contact within the FDA to make sure that every label, every letter, every disclaimer is above and beyond what they require, because you want to do things right, not just by the US government, but I'll be honest, guys, I believe that food laws are in place to protect people. Okay, this isn't about big pharma. This isn't about, you know, therapeutics that were given emergency use authorization. My dealings with the FDA have always been positive. The people in the FDA, for the most part, the ones I've dealt with, they just want to keep people safe. And the reason why we're under-policed in this industry a lot is because they're spending their time trying to prevent people from getting food poisoning from going to Chipotle, which they had to deal with a lot. I believe it was like 2 years ago. So let's bring up Cali Muscle again. Why did Crackies really go out of business? Now realize, when he was pushing Crackies, he was also attacking me for having unsafe products that cause cancer. Now, are those claims something that I can, you know, legally take action on? Absolutely. If I can show, the way libel law works, I have to show that it caused me damages. And if I can demonstrate that his claims, false claims, first of all, I gotta prove that what he said isn't true. Second of all, I have to prove that it substantively cost me X. That's how libel works. Could I do that? Yeah, I probably could, but I didn't. Because I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen. So, I'm going to explain everything as I go through. But the real reason Crackies is gone, in my opinion, and it could be other reasons like nobody bought them, is because they were violating FDA law. And the FDA told them to shut down. Now, I don't know if the FDA actually did that. But if the thing would have actually ramped up, if it would have actually picked up sales, which I doubt it did, you would have seen them shut down. And I'm going to explain why. Now, here's an official complaint I'm holding in my hand, sent to the Office of the Attorney General and the California Department of Public Health Services, Environment and Health Division, Food Safety Program. Okay, so the subject is cottage food operation complaint regarding a non-compliant home-based cookie business. Business name, Crackies LLC. I will not read the address because I'm guessing this is his house. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to dox the guy. That's just wrong. Website, https://www.crackies.co. Owner is Cali Muscle Kirkendall Sr. To whom it may concern, I am writing to formally report and express my deep concerns about a home-based cookie business that I recently came across. As someone who is conscious about the food I consume and its sources, I was alarmed to discover multiple violations relating to the labeling and sale of these cookies, which not only violate the state's guidelines, but also pose potential health risks to consumers. Specifically, the issues I noticed are, number one, improper food product and ingredient list. The cookies being sold do not have a comprehensive ingredient list. Without this, consumers are left in the dark about what they are consuming. Lack of sub-ingredients. Sub-ingredients of the products used are not listed, further decreasing transparency. Number three, no list of separate products. No, the business fails to provide a list of separate products, making it difficult to discern the variety or types of cookies available. Let me explain. So number one, we're going to go over improper food and ingredient list. Now, in his ingredient list, they did not list all of the ingredients. It was improper, and who knows if they were in any order, and there's more to this list later. And let me go over our bestseller, the Cookies and Cream Outright Bar. So let me explain parenthetical ingredients, and let me explain everything involved. If you notice, if I was to take out the sub-ingredients in peanut butter and the sub-ingredients in let's say, the cookies or the Oreo-type cookies, right? So on Callie's label, he literally just put Oreo cookies. And then he claimed that his product did not have high fructose corn syrup by insinuating that my product did. So he didn't make the exact claim, but he was selling a product that wasn't disclosing that it had high fructose corn syrup. Now, how much is in here? Very little, okay? Very little. Less than micrograms, because it's literally in the cookie bits, which accounts for less than, I believe, I don't know the exact number, don't quote me, 1% of the total ingredients in this product. So when you look at it, cookie bits, you have unbleached flour. Of that, you have the parenthetical looking ingredients of the wheat flour. Okay, so you have that. And then you have sugar. You have the oils in there. You have the cocoa. And then way down the list is high fructose corn syrup. Why? Because the cookie bits have a little bit of high fructose corn syrup, but it's a parenthetical way down the list of ingredients. That's way down the list of parentheticals. Whereas Callie just put Oreos. Like, Oreos don't have ingredients. So ingredient law states you must list all ingredient, including parentheticals. So I can't just make whey protein, put whey protein isolate, whey protein concentrate, cocoa, Twix. No, I've put Twix. And then within that Twix, you parenthetical it and you put what is in the Twix, which is another long ingredient list. Callie didn't do that, thereby being able to say, oh, high fructose corn syrup kills you. When we're about, I don't even know if he knew it was in the Oreos. That's how dumb this guy is. So it's improper, lack of sub ingredients, no list of separate products. So another thing is consumer right to know violations. That's number four. The packaging provides no information regarding who made the product, where it was produced, or net weight of the product. Now, if you look at the box of Outright, you have everything listed on here where it's made. MTS Nutrition, formulated and tested and manufactured in USA for MTS Nutrition, 150 Commerce Drive, Loveland, Ohio, 45140. Website, as well as an 800 number to report any adverse events, any of that. You need to have an adverse event reporting system. AER is what it's called. He did not have that on there. What's really crazy is he didn't have the net weight of the product on there. So if you look at this as well, you look at the net weight, 2.12 ounces, 60 grams per bar. You have to divide it into ounces and grams. Net weight, 25.44, 720 grams per box. This is how it's done, guys. This is how it's done. Missing home kitchen statement. Now, this is what's crazy. So ours is made in an FDA inspected certified lab. Okay. That's where all our products are made, our bars included. An FDA certified, meaning the FDA comes and inspects the facility. They do it quite often. And they also will come and inspect where we store them, because we are a registered facility. I highly doubt that he registered his home kitchen. Okay, so there is no clear statement indicating that the food is either made in a home kitchen or repackaged in a home kitchen, which is misleading and in violation of state requirements. Now, you can have a small business that makes stuff out of its kitchen. However, you can't just make things in a kitchen, and there's a lot of... There's reasons these laws exist, guys. And look, I'm a libertarian. It's a weird place for me to be, but I do understand and I support the FDA and what they do, because they keep scumbags like Callie from potentially making you sick. That's why you have the adverse event reporting SOPs, standard operating procedures. That's why when you bite into an Outright bar, you know there's a probability, a high probability, that you're getting exactly what's on the label, exactly what's listed. And you're getting that experience. You're getting the net weight listed, because we have machines that verify the weight. If it doesn't make weight, it gets kicked off. That's how you do it. Unfortunately, this guy was literally having his mother-in-law enslaved in the kitchen and packaging these things in a bedroom. Would you really put that? Now, okay. No. Okay, so here's number seven. Oh, number five. I missed number five. Missing allergy information. Most critically, there is no mention of potential allergens, putting consumer with food allergies at risk. Now, if you notice in here, let me find it, contains peanuts, milk, wheat, and soy. That is the allergen statement. Okay, no county of approval indication. The packaging does not state which county has the approved the sale of these cookies. It's crazy. It's crazy. Because when you're a home, I believe, and California's a bit different, when you're a home-based business, you have to have the approval listed. I could be wrong about that one. Because our product is basically federal. It's all over the country. And a lot of times in other countries, Australia, you know, we have TGA in Australia, Health Canada, all approved through their processes, as well as the USA, right? Missing permit or registration number. This business appears to be operating with a visible permit or registration number, which means that their house is not actually registered with the state of California, whereas obviously our manufacturing facility is registered with the state in which it is produced. So there's a lot of things going on. Another thing I want to bring up, you hear Callie talk a lot about products causing cancer. Let me explain that to you. So in California, there is Proposition 65. There is not one food product or supplement out there that passes Prop 65. Let me restate that. There might be a couple, but based on the ingredients in Callie's cookies, he needed the Prop 65 statement because it is a food product, and a lot of those food products will test high in at least one of the cadmium, lead, and again, these are micro amounts. So California set the level so low that class action attorneys and even the state can sue you. So we put on a Prop 65 warning. Even though I have tests demonstrating that we are below the levels, class action attorneys will do their own tests and they will keep you in court battling whose test is right because they use their labs. It is what it is. We actually lost a lawsuit because of that. We had to shell out a settlement for Prop 65. As part of the settlement, we made a promise, no matter what product it is, no matter if we have testing or not, that we will put Prop 65 on every single label just to cover our bases, just to cover our A's, basically. So Prop 65, this is only state of California. So it doesn't cause cancer anywhere but the state of California because of their guidelines. If you guys know about politics and class action suits, I'm not going to shit on lawyers doing their jobs, making a living, providing for their family. We just have to work within the system given to us. Prop 65, consuming this product can expose you to chemicals, including lead, which is known to the state of California to cause cancer and birth defects or other reproductive harm. For more information, go to www.p65warnings.ca.gov/food. You will see this on everything from bread to refrigerators, to ovens, to everything sold in California. For products that are distributed across the nation, we can't make one box for 49 states and one box for California, so we put it on every single box. Every single box. Callie, I guarantee you, if you were still in business, that a class action attorney would test your product and he would serve you and you would have to settle. Because if you didn't, the attorney fees would put you into the poorhouse, which, well, I mean, I guess you could just sell more $50 Instagram stories, right? I mean, that's how you make all your money because you're giving all these Instagram stories $50 each, right? With that being said, it is my understanding, let me close this off, that these labeling and disclosure requirements have been established not just to ensure the quality and safety of products, but also protect consumers and empower them to make informed choices. The business in question, by disregarding these guidelines, is not only undermining the integrity of home-based food enterprises, but also potentially endangering the health of consumers. That's the thing. That's where I'm torn. If the FDA doesn't do stuff like this, people get sick. And they don't know any better because a lot of people trusted Cali. A lot of people were like, Cali said it's good. I'm going to take it. But the FDA, because we can't self-police worth a shit in this industry. Because, I mean, we should have been as an industry calling this guy out. But we weren't. because then we put ourselves at risk for a lawsuit. And then we have to lawyer up. And even though we would win the lawsuit because all would be seen in discovery, including all of these 8 points of contention for his product. So I urge the California Attorney General and Department of Public Health Services, Environmental Health Safety, Health Division, Food Safety Program to investigate this matter promptly, take necessary actions to ensure compliance with the state's reservation regulations. I've contacted the Oni, Callie Muscle, Kirkendall Senior several times on 9/12, 10/15, and 10/17 with no response. So, I'm not going to give you this guy's information or anything. Okay. So, I want to say that Alan Roberts will also be doing a video on this with his perspective. If you go to his YouTube channel, I'm going to link it down below if you're on YouTube. If you're on any other platform, just look up Alan Roberts. He's my co-host on Evening Rants. A-L-A-N-R-O-B-E-R-T-S or the M-F-ing C-O-O. T-H-E-M-F-I-N-G-C-O-O. So that's it. That's it in a nutshell. Essentially, you F around, you find out. And Callie F around and find out. Okay, here's the deal. He called me out. Now, here's what's going to be very interesting. I'm sure somebody from the video yesterday that he posted sent it over to Blackstone Labs and Redcon. Blackstone Labs and Redcon, Callie Muscle insinuated that they are giving their customers cancer, that they are poisoning their customers. That's not cool. I know Redcon won. I know where they manufacture their stuff. Look, man, Aaron and I have had our disagreements. I have no reason to believe that Redcon One isn't producing anything but the utmost quality. You know, they had this issue in the beginning where an ingredient list went out. Who knows if that was real? At the end of the day, I have no reason to believe that any of what Callie said is true. Putting Red 40 in a product, that's not knowingly giving people cancer. If you know about the dosing and everything, whatever, that's up for contention. You have the guys who are anti-seed oil, anti-everything, who argue with me. That's not what this video is about. Blackstone Labs, not even sure what he was shitting on them for. I'm going to be interested to see if Blackstone Labs and Redcon send a cease and desist or just slap him with a libel suit for what he said yesterday. Because he needs to keep his mouth shut. Guys, this feud was over. It was over, but he can't help but to talk shit. This guy literally has a heart attack and wants to capitalize on it by calling everyone else unhealthy. It was his own choices that did this. It was his mukbangs. It was his egregious steroid use. It was his, in business, his inability to navigate the landscape and figure out who and who not to talk shit about. You picked the wrong fight, Callie. You picked the wrong fight. Because at the end of the day, if we're going product for product, head to head, we can do that all day long. Don't talk about my businesses. Don't talk about them. Because we provide great products. Again, like, oh, he's got high fructose corn syrup. We have varieties that don't have it. The Outright Crisp Bar. We have the Cashew Butter Cinnamon Sugar Donut Bar. Again, with 5 ingredients, these are not things that are gonna have those issues. With that being said, guys, keep an eye open for scam artists, okay? You guys can comment down below. Oh, well, you're one of them. How? I sell whey protein. I never make egregious claims. I sell a test booster and I'm honest about it. It's not steroid-like. The best it'll do is a 20% increase in free and overall test with Insurgent. But that's still better than baseline. Is it enough to cause steroid-like gains? Absolutely not. Is it enough to put you in slightly favorable position to be slightly more able to gain muscle and feel better because your testosterone is 20% higher potentially? Yes. I've never made egregious claims like that. I don't know where people got that idea. I've never said all I take is X, all I take is Y. I take them. But I've also been very open about the fact that I'm on TRT. And I've been very open about that. So if this is a pissing contest, man, Callie, you just got a golden shower, son. Anyway, if you want to buy supplements you could trust that have all of these warnings, all of the label guidelines, look at that. You can't even read it. I got so much stuff on there from the FDA. TigerFitness.com. We got MTS Whey. We got Vasky. We got all that stuff. If you're looking for a good health supplement, we got MTS Nutrition Immortal. It's the greatest multivitamin pack ever created. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate your support, your love. And Callie, the invite to box still stands. I'm sure we'll raise I'll raise a lot of money for charity. You could take your portion, and maybe you won't have to do so many Instagram stories for $50. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. I'm Mark Lobliner. That's not a game. You have your favorite pre-workout. You love it. You might like to rotate between pre-workout, another pre-workout, another pre-workout. Maybe there's a pre-workout you really like the flavor, but you really want to feel the pump. You really want to feel your best during training. You want to feel every movement, every muscle fiber. You want to feel full. MTS Nutrition Vasky is designed, you can take it alone, but its main benefit is to take with your current pre-workout. It's extremely affordable. All you do is add a scoop of Vasky on top of your current pre-workout. It has the ingredients nitrosogen. Nitrosogen helps with blood flow, just flooding your muscle with blood. Hydromax. Hydromax helps fill your muscle, volumize it, hydrate it. Then we have taurine, another thing that not only helps performance, also helps the hydration benefit. So while you might have a favorite pre-workout, what if we could say we can make it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, immensely better just by adding one scoop of MTS Nutrition Vasky.